Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, folks. I hope everyone is rocking and having a blast. This is Tuesday. What a beautiful week. You know, I tell you, a lot of us, you know, live in different parts of the United States, the world, actually, now on this radio show. It's kind of like Jim's. It's fun. But down here on the beaches in the Emerald Coast of Florida, I can tell you this. The last couple, 3 years have just been hard. We've seen people commit suicide. We've seen businesses go out. We've seen people have to move away. We've seen oil spills, hurricanes. And I'm proud to say this year we are cram-packed. Every week we have people coming to the beaches for vacation. We have our businesses back up making money. The fishermen are catching fish. And I say that because I don't want y'all to get caught up in all the garbage you hear on the media. I mean, obviously, the economy isn't doing well in every area of the country. But man, let's have some faith. Let's have some hope. Because I believe time is now. You got to be present. You got to do what Tom talks about in his book, Time Out, Winning Strategies for Playing a Bigger Game in Life. Today, star players surround themselves with a great team. John Maxwell says it this way, there's no lone rangers. When you look through history, I can pretty much tell you there is not one single person that ever did it on their own. I look at things all the time. I hear this word, self-made this, self-made that. There's no such thing as self-made, period. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care the myth that's out there. I don't care who created that definition. No one did it on their own. There's always somebody somewhere that's their support team, whether it's just mentally, physically, or both. And I think that's the thing that we all need to realize. We cannot do it by ourselves. My daddy was a loner most of his life. He had some good single individual friends, but for the most part, he was a loner. You know, his best friend, my Uncle Mel, was killed in a tragic car accident when I was very, very young. And that was Dad's last best friend outside of my mom. And I look back at my daddy's life and I look at my life today and I think, man, the one thing I want is to surround myself with friends. And it's hard to trust people. I mean, let's be realistic. You know, in today's society, you hear all the time about the lack of trust. But I'm telling you what, this chapter right here is phenomenal. Tom starts it off. He says, no one person will be more invested in your success than you. And although that is true, achieving your goals and your dreams will most assuredly involve having other people's support. Now, I'm going to use something that's close to my heart, the Marine Corps. By far, what is known as Force Recon, our special ops, are a unique breed. We have snipers that can hone in and take out the enemy at over a mile. That's pretty powerful. When that sniper's out there on the front, and he's out there checking out what's going on, and he's scouting around to see who's out there, he still doesn't operate on his own, even in the old days. They had their support team. Nowadays, they have that little voice in their head, that little microphone from the spy in the sky saying, here's where they're at. A lot of times, he'll have his partner who will hone in and tell him the actual latitude and longitude of that scope. And then in a split second, they're gone. They're out of there. They're back. They're being picked up by a special ops chopper pilot. Nobody is on their own. Nobody. And if you're going to accomplish the mission, if you're going to accomplish your purpose, you've got to do it with the team. That's why every Wednesday, sometimes Thursdays, I'm on the phone with Tom Hopp. I'm constantly communicating with Gil House. I'm working constantly with CEOs, support staff. I was on the phone yesterday with a vendor. Awesome dude. Constantly going, constantly moving, constantly trying to find out what's going on because I cannot do it on my own. You can't do it on your own. You know, if God wanted us to do it on our own, there'd just been Adam, or there'd just been Eve instead of Adam and Eve. See, even in the family unit, It starts out with a man and a woman, and they have kids, and they multiply. People tease me all the time about wanting to start my own front line in a network marketing company. I've got so many kids. Now we're starting on the second level. See, you're constantly doing this. And although you've got experience, you cannot do it by yourself. You have to have a team. Think of all the great athletes that you know. Even those that play an individual sport cannot do it on their own. My dad is a chess master. He can spend literally hours, if not days, looking at a chessboard and playing. Do you realize that all those numbers, all those different combination of moves in his brain were brought on by masters? Other people indirectly helping him become an expert. You take the greatest hitter of all time, Babe Ruth. Take the greatest football player of all time, whoever that might be. I don't care who it is. There's always somebody. There's always that support team that's there. We see great athletes in basketball retire all the time. Oh, he's a great player. He did this, he did that, but not without the team. Tom writes this. Show me a successful team or corporation, and I will show you great supporting cast of team players, most with different roles, skills, and responsibilities. It is possible that through a powerful team, you can accomplish more. I'll use a prime example. President Reagan. President Reagan surrounded himself with a phenomenal political team, but even more important than that, was his personal entourage of bodyguards. And if it wasn't for fast-acting, fast-moving bodyguards, President Reagan would never have finished out his first term, let alone his second term. See, I analyze things all the time. My wife sometimes says too much. But the unsung heroes in our life are the ones that really get us where we want to go. So what are you? Are you one of these people that's trying to be a lone ranger? Because if you are, it's not going to work long term. What I suggest is that you get a board of directors around you. Tom Hopp mentions this. Bob Budine mentions this. All the good players. Not just people inside their company. You know, when I look at Howard Schultz, one of my business heroes, and I look at the board of directors that he has at Starbucks, most of them or outside CEOs that run other companies, or are retired CEOs, because he knows he needs people of like-mindedness, strong, thick-skinned guys and gals that are going to help him. Who are your board of directors? I believe, you need to start today. Tom says make a list of 20 individuals that you would like to be on your board of directors. I don't have 20. I can tell you that right now. I even can tell you I have very few women that are on my board of directors. My board of directors are a tight group of men and a few women that I trust that come from different aspects of life. You need to do the same thing. Most of my board of directors I meet with on Thursday morning. But you need to call these 20 people. You need to tell them why you're calling, that you respect them, you admire them, and you're putting together a personal board of directors to help you take it to the next level. Now, there's some things that you have to do, and here's what I want you to do. Number one, what's the expectation that you have for your board? Don't surround yourself with a bunch of yes, sir, no, sir type people. This is what's wrong with organized crime, is most of the time the underlying lieutenants and people will not tell the godfather when he's wrong. That's why he has a consigliere that does that, that has the right to do that. But still, if you're a corporation, if you're an individual, if you're a team member, and you are not allowing your frontline people to tell you when you're screwing up, then you're screwing up. I'm going to tell you that right now. Number two, what's the time commitment? Is it 1 or 2 hours monthly? Is it going to be 5 minutes a day? Is it going to be through social media? What is it that you expect from your team? They need to know this up front. Are you going to have them fly in? Now, once a quarter, are y'all going to fly in and meet somewhere and have a powwow? I know the girls of RSS do this, the Real Savvy Success Women that are in charge of that movement. They meet on a regular basis. What is it that you're going to do? What's going to be the agenda of the meeting? Is somebody going to keep minutes? Are you going to record it? Are you going to compensate your board members somehow? I mean, they're giving back to you. How are you going to give back to them? And you may be saying, "Man, this is over the top, dude. I've been with you guys in this book up till now, but I'm not doing that." Why? Why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you give yourself every opportunity to succeed? See, so many times, especially me in the past, I've caught myself listening to great people that are successful and saying to myself, "I don't think I'm going to do that." I had a hero in business, to a certain degree still is. His name's Hubert Humphrey. I watched him start from humble beginnings, work his way up, be very successful. Sadly, I watched him lose it all. He built three phenomenal companies, making hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and he lost it all. He didn't like to surround himself with a board of directors that would answer him, tell him the way it was. He was more like Alexander the Great, his hero. And I always pondered that because in studying Alexander the Great, after he was killed, they wiped out his siblings too. Pretty soon there was nobody left. You got to focus, folks. This is important. You need to hire a successful business coach. Don't talk about not having the money. Be creative. Figure out a way to do it. But you need somebody that you can go to. I do this for corporations and individuals all the time. I focus in on what they need and where they need it. They need consulting. They have trust, and it's worth something to them. $125 an hour, minimum. See, this is the important part. And then who is your who? Who's the five closest friends that you know that you can get with? These go beyond your board of directors. These, more than likely, are going to be of the same sex. You should not be at this intimate of a level with somebody of the opposite sex, because you're going to be getting into detail. You need five friends that you can trust. A lot of people say, "Dude, I don't have one friend I can trust." And I would say, if you're under the age of 45, go join the military. That'll change. I grew up with a couple, handful of guys that I could trust. I went in the military and found a few more I could trust. Came out into business, found a few more I could trust. You got to look at those five people that you can put together that you can trust, that are going to be there for you, no matter what happens. Because this is the way it is. If you don't put a team together, you're not going to win. Doesn't matter how hard you want to try, you can't do it by yourself. You got to have people that are going to tell you, "You're an idiot. That's stupid. That's wrong." Now, I don't use those words. I tell my kids sometimes they're very unresourceful. But this is what it takes. You've got to dig so deep inside that you need people around you to say, that's whacked or that's not whacked. Richard Brooke is probably my closest business confidant. Matter of fact, it goes beyond business these days. I mean, there's things that we talk about and share with each other that most of the world just don't know about. And it's because of the trust factor that's there. Folks, that's what you have to do. You've got to start at a personal level and work your way up. But it's the only way, and I mean the only way, that you can win. When Tom writes these chapters, if you notice, they go in a sequence for a purpose. Because as you build through it, as you work through it, as you grow through it, it changes your life if you put it all together. And I challenge you guys to do that. You know, this is today's chapter is like the shortest chapter in the book. But it's because now is when it's up to you. There's not a whole lot more Tom can teach us. A couple chapters. But you've got to sit down. You've got to take the next 10, 15 minutes. And you've got to start writing down those 20 people, those 5 close friends. It's the only way that you can make it and make it big in winning. This is your life, not mine. This isn't about business. This is about every aspect of your life. If you're losing in a relationship, you'll lose in business. If you're losing in business, you'll lose in relationships. I remember reading a book when I was a teenager. And this gentleman, I think it was Think Big is the book, but I won't swear to that. It could have been How to Win Friends or Influence People, or it could even have been Think and Grow Rich. I mean, I've read so many. But I remember this. I remember that men that have affairs, once they reach the pinnacle of power, usually fall out of grace and their businesses go belly up or they lose their business totally. Now I'm 47 and I watch this happen in politicians and businesses all the time. I also used to see a statistic that said most CEOs were over the age of 40 because under the age of 40 they kept chasing women and were more focused on sex and romance and all the fun stuff instead of growing a business. And it's funny because that's now changed. We're seeing more and more CEOs under the age of 40. So I'm gonna go study that trend. But in all the scenarios, what I have found is those that fall out of grace, those that are chasing skirt tails and doing things instead of focusing on business, usually don't have a good board of directors, a good core competency. Tiger Woods is a prime example. When the chairman of the board passed away, his father, the rest of the board members were just yes sir men. He lost his wife, he lost his edge, he lost respect. Go put your board of directors together. Get started today. Folks, live life like it's an epic adventure. I'll see you at the top. Be back here with us tomorrow morning on Radio for Your Mind. Bye now.